am I weird is the question that we asked you on the show this morning. We do this regularly. It's all those little things that you do that are really strange, that when you tell people, it's completely bizarre to them. And this is why we're doing this feature, because I want you to share your weirdness with everybody. Having your own little weird thing is a beautiful thing, you know? Really? It's uniquely you. Some of these are very, very strange.
God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Am I weird? I've never burped, can't burp. So to alleviate air after a meal or something like that, I have to do a handstand.
Must be quite the sight in McDonald's afterwards.
Isn't it incredible? Like 4 o'clock in the morning with a chipper. Why is that woman upside down?
I'm trying to burp!
So are you telling me that if you do a handstand, a burp comes out?
Yeah, but which side of it does it come out?
what
have you got for
me? I've got one here from Sophie. Lads, am I weird? I won't lay on grass. My dad had a load of ants crawl into his nose when he fell asleep in a park years ago after a picnic, and he had to go to the hospital to have them suctioned out.
Oh, man.
Since then, I will never, ever lay down on grass. That's from Sophie.
Well, that's
I get it. Like,
some
I get that.
Deep childhood trauma you're carrying there.
Terrific. Imagine waking up and you're like, what's
there's a whole army of them.
There's a fuzzy funny feeling in my head and my eyes.
But why would ants only go where there's food?
Yeah, but that's what she says. He'd after a picnic, so he must have had
a bit of grub up his
beard
or something.
A bit of food or something.
Oh my God.
And a load of ants crawled in.
Horrendous. Mm.
Rory.
Am I weird that I will only eat fish if it's covered in batter?
Who's that from now, I wonder? That's not weird at all.
I don't think it is.
I'd say there's quite a few people that will only do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not.
It's got to be bear battered though. The proper crispy chunky batter.
Gorgeous.
Are you weird? 0868104106. What have you got?
Good morning. Am I weird? I love to have ketchup on beans.
Oh.
My husband thinks it's the weirdest thing ever.
Bean sauce is kind of ketchupy anyway. It's
more watery than ketchup though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is slightly weird.
Mm.
But, you know, you do you, boo.
You just need a richer, more kick-ass tin of beans. That's what you need. I'm giving that a green pass on the weirdness. I don't think that's too strange at all.
I think it's kind of odd.
I do too.
Ketchup on ice cream is very weird.
Whoa.
There are people out there that like ketchup on ice cream.
It also, that chips and ice cream thing that you do is weird.
No, milkshake.
Milkshake.
If you get chips and dip it in a milkshake.
No, it's weird.
Have you tried it?
No, it's weird.
Gorgeous. Trust me. I'm a doctor.
Morning, Red FM. Am I weird? When I see one magpie, I pull my hair 7 times. It comes from my mother's friend years ago who said it's very bad luck. And to undo the bad luck, you have to pull your hair 7 times. I've no idea if anyone else does this.
Right, okay. Abigail, I've never heard that before.
Me neither.
That's a lot of pain for magpies.
That is. But interesting enough, somebody else actually just texted in. Is it weird? My Italian boyfriend, when he sees a magpie, he touches his manhood.
What?
From Bernie. She's just asking, is that weird?
That's just an Italian thing in general, isn't it?
Does he do that with all birds?
That was fairly good. Well done.
Am I weird? I'm completely allergic to chocolate. The last time I had some was about 8 years ago. I broke out in hives. That's not weird. That's unfortunate.
Massively unfortunate.
Aidan, I hope you... Well, I don't know if you can get that ever sorted. But you know what? Maybe life without chocolate is better. For fitting into clothes and things like that. Is it weird I always keep a spare pair of fluffy socks in my car?
Whatever you're having yourself.
Mm. Whatever you're having.
Maybe the feet get cold and, you know, they just need a bit of insulation.
Absolutely. I think I have another one here. Let's go for it.
Hello, Red FM. Am I weird? I like putting ketchup on rice. And sometimes I make pink sauce with the rice as well. So I have ketchup and mayo on the rice.
Wow.
Oh, so
okay.
There's a ketchup thing going on there, isn't there?
If you get ketchup and mayo and mix it, you know, the same
pink
portion,
sauce,
you make lovely prawn sauce, you make pink sauce.
Lovely.
But that on rice, never tried it. No, you're getting a green pass on the weirdness as well. Rory, have you any more for me?
Am I weird that I've never seen The Lion King before?
Well, that is strange, yeah. Oh, by the way, watch it. Watch the live action version of it, though.
Yeah, the most recent one.
That's incredible.
It's really good. Lads, am I weird? I let my dog sleep in my bed under the covers if it's winter. She loves it. My mum hates it. Becky.
Some people love their dogs.
That's not weird.
It's a bit unhygienic. And when dogs let one rip, oh my good God.
Oh, is it bad?
Oh, you've no idea. The amount of argument. The amount of times my wife has turned at me and thrown me out of the room, and I'm like, hang on, it's nothing to do with me. Any more Am I Weird, please? Let's hear from you. 0868 104 106.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Jack, how are you doing?
Not too bad, how are you?
Now, Jack, you are a teacher in Brook Lodge National School in Glanmire, so I'm just gluing all of this together. Teacher, children, toy knowledge will be high.
Yeah.
You would expect.
Well, no, I'm not up that far now yet. I'm only in SNA now, so hopefully
hey, don't give me that only.
Only in SNA. No. SNAs are the
backbone of many educational organisations.
That's what I was trying to say.
We're trying to big you up here, Jack.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be lost without SNAs. It's a great job you do, Jack. Thank you very much.
Jack, what would be your favourite toy growing up as a kid? What can you remember, the thing that you loved the most?
Oh, just a hurley and a slither for me.
Old school.
I really needed toys, so.
That's all you needed, really. Yeah. Kept you happy. What would you do with that hurley and the slither? Would you would you ramp cars off the hurley?
Yeah. I wouldn't know, to be honest.
Give it a go. It's a great crack. Jack, it's a toy special on the pop quiz. So toys and games and video games are all the questions for this morning. If you're stuck, give us a guess. Best of luck. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who voices Woody in Toy Story?
Tom Hanks.
What is the biggest selling cube of all time?
Rubik's Cube.
What toy could be mashed for dinner?
Mr. Potato.
Question number 4. What was Tiny Tears?
Doll.
Question 5. What classic toy came with a cast called Cringer? So it was a character. Classic TV show characters. It was like a tiger sort of thing. Belonged to a man. Some people would go, look, he's a man. He is a man. He is a man. He's a man. He man. He's a man. He man is a man. Just Jesus Christ, man. Say he man.
He man.
Not he man. He's not down in Sir Henry's. He man.
He man.
That game is done and dusted.
Jack,
you gotta come back.
Oh,
that
was shocking.
Maybe he's too young, though. Is he too young to remember He-Man? Do you remember He-Man, Jack?
Jack is about 31. What age are you, Jack?
21.
Are you only 21?
He doesn't know who He-Man is.
I'm sorry. With all the rest of the questions were pretty much in your demo. What is the biggest game of all time? Would you have known that answer to that? The biggest. Well, Monopoly, the video game, sorry, video game of all time.
Oh, video game. Minecraft.
Minecraft, is he? He knows?
He does.
All right. Jack, come back on Monday, all right? That's guaranteed. Will you come back on Monday?
I'll come back on Monday.
Yeah,
we'll
all right.
We'll make sure
it'll be a lot easier then.
Oh, it'll be regular pop culture questions then, all right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Jack, you're some chancer. Do you know that? I like it, though.
And we'll give you a 50 quid voucher to go and buy something nice in Easy Living Interiors. And don't worry.
What am I going to do now?
What?
I'm going to enter all the table quizzes around Cork and try and get all the answers.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Go. That's best exactly of luck with that one, Jack.
What you do, Jack. And before
that. Well, thanks a million.
You're very welcome. Bye. We'll see you on Monday morning, buddy. Have a great weekend. Bye. Vic, will you open the window behind you there? There's someone at the door there. Let him in. This. Come on. Buddy!
It's time for Buddy the Elf versus Rory O'Hagan in Dad Elf Gags.
All right.
Oh, I'm nervous.
You
I know,
should be.
You really should be. Oh, do you want to do the honours or are you going to hand it over to Buddy?
Buddy, I'm such a big fan of yours. I'm going to let you go first today.
All right.
I lost my job as an ice cream tester with a flexible schedule. Yeah, boy. I couldn't do Sundays.
One snowman turns to the other and says, come here, do you smell carrots?
Come here, boy. How many people live in Rio de Janeiro? There's at least a Brazilian.
What do you call a dinosaur that takes care of its teeth? A flossoraptor. come on, lads.
What's the difference between God and an electrician? God doesn't think he's an electrician, by the way.
Oh, Fuzzy. Pretty funny.
I'm loving you, buddy.
Lads, there was a huge Black Friday sale at the Lego store. People were lined up for blocks.
Oh, God. Rory.
Did you hear about the pirate who bought 2 new earrings for €2? That's not bad for a buccaneer.
Oh, he's bringing it. Go
he
on.
Certainly is, he lads. Is, yeah. I have a fear of speed bumps, but I'm slowly getting over it.
Oh.
What do you call the pink bits in between a shark's teeth?
I don't know.
Slow swimmers, bye.
Buddy.
All right, today I was asked if I was one of those people that sing in the car, and I said, yeah, but only when I'm going in reverse. And they said, why is that? That's a bit weird. And I said, I'm just a backup singer.
Lads, these are good. Buddy.
Me and Santa were having an argument the other day about what is the name for a medieval soldier. It was getting late, so we just called it a night.
Very good.
My granddad once taught me, don't spend too much money on expensive headphones. That was some sound advice.
What a joke.
Come here, boy. What happens when a frog parks illegally?
I don't know.
He gets torn.
Yay! Rory, one more to you, my friend.
My friend couldn't pay his water bill, so I sent him a card that said, get well soon.
Actually, that could be a killer blow,
that
buddy.
That was pretty good.
Have you any left, buddy?
I quit my job in the helium balloon factory. I won't be spoken to in that tone of voice. All right, Victoria.
Yeah.
Buddy the Elf versus Rory the Clown. Hey. Who is the winner of Dad Elf Gags this morning? Our, okay, bye. Who's the winner?
All right, the winner this morning is yes! Buddy the Elf. Yay!
Go on, buddy!
Well done, buddy boy.
I always liked you, Victoria. Always liked you. Nice one, kid.
So we want to know, what is your unpopular opinion, please? 086-8104-106. Victoria Nichols, take the stage.
Okay. It's Merry Christmas, not Happy Christmas. Drives me mad.
No, it's Happy Christmas.
No, it's Happy Birthday and Merry Christmas.
No, in this part of the world, it's Happy Christmas.
No, it's not. It's Happy Birthday and Merry Christmas.
Okay, I'll meet you at the back of Lidl, fighting you at 12 o'clock. Right. Bring your friends.
Do you say Happy Christmas?
I do say Happy, yeah.
Do you say Happy as well?
Everyone in Cork says Merry Christmas.
No, okay.
Surely.
No.
Rory, unpopular opinion.
And this might get my Cork card rescinded.
Oh dear.
Tanora is overrated.
Are you losing your mind? Did you just say that? Did you just broadcast to the public?
Tangerine tastes like nothing.
Are you trying to get the hoop wedged off yourself the next time you're out?
I didn't say it was going to be a popular opinion, lads. Tanora, overrated.
Unpopular opinions. 086-8104-106. WhatsApp.
People only need to shower once a week.
Oh no, hang on.
Sorry, what?
Hang on.
Did you?
People only need to shower once a week.
People only need to shower once a week.
What world are you living in?
Do you have baths every other day?
Remember when we were kids and the parents had horsey into, like, 10 kids into the one bath on a Saturday night? And it was, we'd only...
Do you mean the tin bath in front of the fire, Casey?
In front of the fire.
The neighbours' kids would be around and everything, the glass.
And Grandad would come home and penny farthing with a loaf of bread.
Then they need the bath back for the coal.
Yeah. Okay. Unpopular opinion, according to this man, we only need to wash once a week.
No.
They said shower once a week. They didn't say wash once a week.
What's the longest you've ever gone without a shower or a wash or a bath?
Travelling years ago. 4 days, maybe.
Oh, you stink after that.
I think I'm up to about 7 days at this point.
7 days at this point? Yeah, I was wondering if there's flies coming out of your back. Okay, unpopular opinions that have come into us this morning. Beyonce can't really sing. I mean, you know, she's handy enough, but...
Auto-tune?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pimple popping videos are incredible.
Oh, no.
They are satisfying.
What?
Do you enjoy them?
Yeah.
Next, you're going to tell me you watch that embarrassing bodies thing as well.
Millions of people watch these.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, millions of people watch pimple popping videos. Unpopular opinion number two. What have you got on WhatsApp?
Hey, Star Wars is for children and idiots.
I personally attacked. Oh,
God.
Personally attacked.
You are a brave man for saying that. That is, I knew that would wind you up.
I'm angry.
Hey, Star Wars is for Children and Idiots.
What are you playing it again for?
I want to make sure that I heard correctly.
You did hear it right, yeah.
Star Wars is for children and idiots.
I take it you two like it then.
I'm a Star Wars fan. He's an obsessive.
I'm an idiot, yeah. But
Rory got that, Casey didn't.
Did you buy the Death Star Lego?
No, but I do have two Star Wars tattoos.
Where?
What?
On my arms.
Show me.
And we called my brother Luke after Luke Skywalker.
No.
Okay, yeah. So it's your whole family's obsessed with it.
Well,
then.
No, I was obsessed. We put it to a vote and I won with Luke.
Did you ever find out who your father was?
It's Darth Vader. Yeah, no, but no, I haven't, no.
Okay. Unpopular opinion, hot dogs are better than cheeseburgers. No. Look into what hot dogs are made of. Yikes. Friends was the worst TV show of all time from Alan and Clon. Unpopular opinions. A lot of people loved it. A lot of people liked it. Showering once a week is the only way forward, says somebody else here on WhatsApp.
No, what? It is not. You must stink, lads.
Stinking. Unpopular opinion number three.
Coffee tastes disgusting. You're just addicted.
Yeah. I agree.
So do I.
I agree. Coffee's not a nice taste.
I do like coffee, lads.
It does, but like if you were to remember the first time you had it and you were like, this is rank.
It is rank. I don't like it either.
I agree. That is not an unpopular opinion. That is a factual opinion. This is unbelievable, Vic. A study has revealed that some species of female frogs play dead to avoid mating with the males they're not fond of.
You sure that's just frogs?
Yeah, no, right. I'm pretty sure not. research from National History Museum of Berlin found the tonic immobility is a tactic used by frogs to brush off unwanted mates.
Yeah, well, there you go. Gotta do what you gotta do.
This refers to the stiffening of arms and legs outstretched in a pose.
Oh my God, I'm trying that. I'm totally gonna try that.
I can't, I'm dead. That's the fourth time you've been dead this month, love. And this one is interesting as well. I love this story, but what's your views in it? Over in Sweden, you're right there. Women, you're unbelievable. Even frogs.
I'm sorry, I'm back. That pushed me over the edge for a minute.
It's so funny,
even,
isn't it?
Even frogs. Even frogs are at it.
Yeah, oh God.
Oh lads, I've actually got tears streaming down my face.
Am I tapping out here or will I give you one more?
No, go on.
So Sweden has a global reputation for championing gender equality, okay?
Yes.
They have done for a very long time. So why are young women over there embracing this social media trend that celebrates quitting work? Vilma Larsson is 25, previously had jobs in different factories and different areas of life. But she has quit work a year ago and she's documenting it online. She is now a stay-at-home girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like this. It's this trad wife craze.
It is getting back to being the traditional partner.
Yeah, it's partner. A craze. It's happening at the minute. Yeah, trad wife.
She said, my life is softer, I'm not struggling and I'm not very stressed. Her boyfriend works remotely in finance. While he spends his days on his laptop, she's at the gym, out for coffee, cooking and hanging out with other girls who are doing the same. Now that sounds pretty sweet to me.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
She said she's given up on the whole career thing. This is kind of so many opinions on this flying in.
Yeah. Just down to each person. Like some people find it really hard to just be at home and do things like that without having a focus like a job or work.
I'd lose my mind.
So would I.
If I wasn't doing something.
My name is Jeff. Hoo-ah!
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's. Good times.
Red FM.
What are your local Cork Christmas traditions that people do in Cork all the time? I mean, first of all, you got to collect the manage.
Oh, yeah.
You've been waiting all year. A lot of people still do the manage.
I hear of people doing the manage still.
Yeah.
They're dead right.
You know, putting away 50 quid a month or whatever, and they've got to collect their Christmas manage.
Yeah.
Jason, who used to work on the show, told me years ago, I don't know how true this is, but there was a lad up the north side who was given the job of Mr. Manage, and he had to collect the manage.
Mr. Manager.
I know where this is going. Okay.
But his job was to go around and collect 50 quid, 20 quid a week, whatever it was, from like 15 or 20 different homes. Mr. Manage did a legger.
Did he?
Left the country and got a new nose.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, went and got plastic surgery, but who knows?
That's what he did with the money?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, I believe that he did a runner. I can believe that happened. You're just giving €50 to this random fella.
That's a classic
story. He arrived back with a brand new nose. It was as shiny as a dolphin's belly, apparently. That's the quote. So you got to be you got to be very careful who you trust with your managed money. You got to go to the Long Valley for the Christmas sandwich, don't you?
That's right.
They do spectacular.
You've got to get the spiced beef as well from the
spiced
market.
Spiced beef, yeah.
Spiced beef in general is just a Christmas tradition.
It is.
Itself.
Yeah.
Into Tom Durkin and Co. You got to add a ribbon to the remembrance tree outside Brown Thomas.
Absolutely.
Always
Rotary
do that.
Tree.
Yeah.
What about Holly Bow?
Oh, Holly Bow.
Holly Bow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A necessity. That must be on the coffee table.
Yeah.
What's your local tradition here?
I go to see the Frank and Walters every Christmas.
Frank's got it. Frank's essential. Kelly?
I'll always kind of go in and do the remembrance tree with my mom, and we might go for like a drink in the Imperial or something.
Lovely.
That would be our kind of tradition.
Yeah, always a bit of a Christmas Eve trip into the city to the market.
Mm-hmm.
That buzz around the market, a bit of get some spiced beef as well.
Anybody putting Die Hard on replay?
I go see Die Hard in the Triskel every Christmas, actually.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very good.
Gotta go see it.
Now, this is a very important question that I have for the three of you. What goes on the top of a Christmas tree?
A star.
Or?
Angel.
Or?
A star.
Or?
An angel.
No. People have bent the rules of Christmas, and now Danny Dyer is now hot for Christmas.
For God's
yeah, photographs of Danny Dyer.
Sorry, but I wouldn't want to see look at him.
Because people have decided on the top of the Christmas tree, they're going to put something that's personal to them. Another woman has got a tin of beans and put a photograph of their granny wrapped around the tin of beans, and it's sitting on the top of the tree. And I want to know, outside of the angel and the star, what's on top of your Christmas tree, please?
I did put a picture of myself on it last year.
I think that's quite a nice thing to do. I mean, it's a bit pretentious, but
it's a little bit pretentious, lads.
Small bit. So, what's on top of your Christmas tree? The tradition of the angel and the tradition of the star is a fading tradition, which is kind of sad.
Is it?
I think we need to get back to it. People have been putting their own things on trees. As I mentioned, we have a photograph of Danny Dyer, the actor.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Which is on somebody's Christmas tree in Cork.
Why?
We have some students on the Western Road who have an upside down can of Beamish on the top of their tree.
I'm in favour of that.
Again, it's maybe something personal. I mean, there's lots of nice ones coming in. What have you got, Fig?
I've got a photo of the mother-in-law. It keeps the kids away from it.
Stops them knocking over the tree.
And no, I didn't just make that up. No, like that.
I'm looking at that message. Yeah.
Very funny. A picture of our daughter's face on an angel because she moved to Australia a few months ago.
Oh, that's lovely.
And Gordon has Bruce Willis on top of his.
That's okay.
Genius.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I do really like those. And we've been pulling out the Christmas decorations at home of ones that we got of the kids when they were really small. Little photographs that you turn into Christmas baubles. They're really nice. What is on the top of your tree, please? traditional Cork photographs or something a little bit bonkers. 0868 104 106. Naughty's boy band Juggernauts, McFly and Busted, are teaming up for a series of gigs next year, much to the delight of their massive fan base. This is the reunion. Charlie and Danny, how are you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're good, man.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, so this is a bit of a mad idea. I know we've had many different versions and collaborations of the bands over the years, but this is a serious battle. It's going to be both bands on stage battling it out for the ultimate crown of who is the best band. How is this going to work? Are you going to be both bands set up on stage? Is it going to be song for song, or is it one set following another set? How's it going to work?
Well, that would give it away.
It would give it away.
You know,
this is what we're here for.
If we were to tell you what is going to happen on the night, we'd give it away. What I will say is we're excited by this, and you know, when we're not rivals and we're actually working behind the scenes and trying to come up with stuff.
Yeah.
This has never been created before. It's a brand new space that we're trying to fill. The stage, the design, we've seen it already. It's insane.
Yeah, it's epic, man.
The excitement around the show is amazing.
Yeah.
All of our ideas, that there's obviously a lot of us, we've got so many amazing ideas. It's about putting it all into the show and making it work amazing. It's ever evolving. But what we have so far, what I can tell you, is one of the most exciting things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
But you can't tell me what that is.
But I can't tell you.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to find out, you know, because I think we're playing Ireland.
Yes, you're going to be here. I think it's the Three Arena in Dublin in October 2025. So there's a huge amount of space between you getting these tickets out on Friday and us getting to the gig in October. So is it going to be a lot of practice, a lot of rehearsals, a lot of work to be done to bring this show to life?
Yeah, I think we just, you know, we've obviously got a year from now till the first show. And as Danny said, there's lots of ideas. And the arc of the show, we know what it's going to be. And we've designed the stage. And even that is different to anything I've ever seen.
Okay.
But, you know, the way this runs is obviously, we want to keep some surprises. But it is going to be something different. This isn't just a co-headline tour. This is like an event. This is like going to be more of an event, isn't it?
How do we ultimately find out who is the best band? I mean, are people going to be able to vote on the night? How is this going to work?
There's a few ideas circulating. Circulating.
Yeah. I like that word, circulating.
Maybe we'll order lights. maybe we'll circle lights. You know, there's a few ideas, whether that's an app, whether it's a team shirt, whether it's just
holding up a vegetable.
Holding up a vegetable, like, can't cook, won't cook. Or is it, you know, there will be a way. Again, that's something that's ever evolving. There's a few ideas in the pot.
Yeah.
It's just what's exciting is now the pre-orders of the pre-sales have gone amazingly well.
Brilliant.
We can start asking our fans how they want to vote. We can get them involved, and see what they would prefer, especially our like hardcore fans that, you know, have a say in a lot of it, and guide us to like set lists and stuff. But I think that it's whatever happens, there will be a winner. Obviously not till death.
Of course.
Play shows the next night.
Let's call it what it is, lads. The real winner of this battle will be your bank accounts. Let's call it what it is. It's going to be an absolute sellout.
I've never thought about that.
I think the real winner will be the fans, because we've never been on stage as a seven before. You know, even during the McBusted years, I wasn't part of that.
Okay.
And, you know, we've never done something with all seven members of both bands together. So,
but it's nice to have the band's identities back.
Exactly. And also, we're sort of separating again back into because, you know, at the end of the day, McFly and Busted are two separate entities. But
we've always been talked about very closely. That's the thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you get a taxi or you go somewhere. It's like, are you Danny from Busted? I'm like, nah, mate. Come on.
I get that as well.
See, combined, guys, you've had 29 top 40 singles. You've had 11 number ones in total. So how are we splitting the playlist down the middle? Who gets the most songs?
I think that's probably going to be pretty even.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to ask the ref.
Yeah.
There's going to be official referees there. Keeping time.
Well, now we're getting a bit of info. This is great. So so now we've got an octagon. There's going to be a referee. I presume there'll be people
if
holding.
If you go over your time, you get electrocuted on stage.
Kicks in the nuts.
All right.
There's not one of those things that punch out.
All right, Charlie, Danny. Since this is going to be a battle of the bands, I want to give me some. I'm going to give you a little choice list here that we'll have a bit of fun with. All right. This is another battle. Blur or Oasis.
Oasis all day.
Cork or Dublin?
Oh, be we're careful. Talking to Cork.
Be
Cork.
Careful, be careful. Indian or Chinese?
I do love an Indian takeaway.
Yeah.
But I'd have to say Indian, I think.
Okay. I'm gonna go Chinese, sticky chili beef.
Very good. Okay, the battle continues. Liverpool or Manchester United?
My brother is a diehard Man United fan, so I'm gonna have to say Man United.
Nice knowing you, buddy.
All my friends are United, but my nan supported Liverpool, so I'm going to have to say Liverpool.
Stick with your nan, buddy. Stick with your nan. Christmas or Chris Martin?
Christmas?
Or Chris Martin?
I mean, you can't get better than Christmas, can you?
Not really.
You can't get better.
Christmas is awesome.
Chris Martin at Christmas, that could be awesome as well. James Bond or James Blunt?
Did you hear that? Chris Martin's awesome, but he ain't quite Christmas.
James Bond or James Blunt?
Bond.
Bond all the way.
Bond, but I've got to give mad props to James Bond.
He's very funny.
His Twitter.
His Twitter is amazing.
He is incredible. And finally, Billy Eilish or Billy Connolly? Lads, what's it going to be?
Oh, Billy Connolly.
Billy Connolly. I love it. Charlie and Danny, tickets are going to go on sale for this massive gig. You're in the Three Arena in Dublin, October 20th, 2025. The best of luck, and may the best band win.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
Take care, guys. Well done. I wanna wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Cork's Good Times. Red FM.